listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here from Bailey Memorial Stadium on the campus of Presbyterian College. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Hawks trailing in this one. Their Big South opener, 7-6 the score. The difference in the game on the point-wise, Monmouth missing an extra point, scoring on their very first play from scrimmage, an 81-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Hill to Neil Sterling. Lucas Santangelo unable to get the PAT through. And then late in the second quarter, with a minute to go, Blake Roberts with a 6-yard touchdown run up the middle. Brandon Morrow providing the difference in this one. That is our story right now as the Hawks getting set to come back on and get this second half up and running. 30 minutes into the Big South opener and a good competitive football game, which is kind of what we thought it would be between these two teams. In the preseason poll, just to let you know, Monmouth was picked fifth. Not that that means anything at this point of the year, but just to give our listeners kind of a relative point of view. Monmouth was picked fifth, and the team underneath him in a 16 league was Presbyterian, who by all accounts has certainly exceeded expectations so far this year. Hawks will kick off here from left to right. They will go and defend the end zone off to our left, going back deep. Is Jeremiah Mackey and Levent Sands. Lucas Santangelo putting the ball at the 35-yard line. Buckle up for the second half, which is now underway. High end-over-end kick, and this will be taken for a touchdown, a touchback by Mackey, and come out to the 25-yard line. So good defense from both teams. Hawks giving up 199 yards defensively, and we will get a look at the MU defense the first time here in this second half. They'll start with their regular front four, Demetrius Smith, Eric Masick in the middle, Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara at the two ends. Dan Sullivan will check in at the middle linebacker spot right now, flanked by Peyton Minnick and John Sikowski. Leslie and Johnson the corners, Basile and Butler up top as the two safeties. Hayes McMath, 13 of 20 in that first half, 112 yards. We'll start it off here on the ground, and a big hole for Mackey on that end-around play again, pushed out finally by Basile at the 46-yard line. 21-yard pickup to begin the second half here for Presbyterian.
And Matt, a couple points I would think need to be made. Monmouth, I think, a little surprised again how physical this Presbyterian team was in this opening first half, and the word from above is that the coaches really expected what we saw in this first half. Nothing fancy from Presbyterian. Line up and play. They didn't blitz much defensively, and offensively, this is what we thought we'd see out of this Blue Hose team.
Three wide receiver package, two up top to the right. The give is to Roberts. The edge gets sealed, and Roberts tripped up at the 49-yard line. Basile coming up in run support. You wonder here, you know, we say beautiful day. It's hot for guys on the field, for sure, and we're not talking excuse-wise or anything. If you're used to playing in the Northeast and you make a trip down south in late October and you play in 75-degree heat, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, this is how the weather felt the first couple weeks of the season, and you and I are in the press box, which is in the shade. The field is completely sun-drenched right now, so great point.
McMath with a procedure penalty coming before the snap of the football. That'll push PC back 5 yards and make it second down and 12. And into Presbyterian territory a little bit deeper at their own 44-yard line.
And this Monmouth defense, which again has limited Presbyterian to just 7 points, Matt, I think the entire team could use an injection of energy, and it might have to come via this side of the football. A big play, a turnover, something to flip the script a little bit.
Motion across by Hallams. Play action to him. McMath looking, wants Antigua deep. Has a step on Basile, and that one just out of the reach and incomplete. First real time today that Presbyterian has looked to go downtown a little bit and out of the double coverage, Toby Antigua unable to get it.
Yeah, and he was not open at all. Leslie had outside coverage. Basile, the safety, able to turn and run down the middle. McMath underthrew it a bit, but Antigua was blanketed on the play. So now that brings up third and long.
Darrell Wilson comes in, slot receiver, sets himself to the right side of the formation. Also into the game now, Darquez Watson, near side wide out. Antigua takes this play off on third and long. Hawks with a four-man front. Leslie stand up defensive end off the left side, and here comes Darnell over the middle. That catch is made at the 50-yard line, stretching forward to about the Monmouth 46. Chris Hurley, the tight end, fourth down and about two, and Presbyterian conservative will come on and punt it away, their opening drive of the second half.
Matt, great job there by the MU defense coming out of the halftime locker room, getting the stop that they need. Now give it back to your offense with a chance to maybe get some momentum going here. Defense has done their part through the first couple of quarters.
Joe Johnson back deep, standing at his own 10-yard line. Johnson will run away from it. It bounds down near the Monmouth 15, which is exactly where the football will be spotted. ServPro of Eatontown and Long Branch. Check them out for all of your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. ServPro, Eatontown, LongBranch.com. First possession for Monmouth here in this second half. Brandon Hill will operate back from the shotgun. Vallis at the tight end spot stands up as a wingman off the left side. Fumbled snap. Hill has to fall down and get it and goes all the way back to the 9-yard line. Giving chase was Donnell Williams, who was close for PC. Big loss on the play will push Monmouth back to now a second and 16. Hill, magnificent so far this year, has struggled so far this afternoon. Three wide set. Play action to Cheney. Pump once to Sterling. They want Sterling deep down the far sideline. And he'll draw double coverage. Kenny Britt was there along with Sean Keel Byers. That will fall incomplete and make it third and 16. These downs tough for Mama to operate from. Tough for any team to operate from. Their own end zone only 9 yards away. And on third and 16, Presbyterian can do a variety of things. They could turn some players loose here.
And they haven't done that, Matt, a lot in this game. They've been playing it pretty straight up.
Trips off to the left side. Hill has time, steps up, throws, zings one across the field. Davenport will make the catch. That'll be a Monmouth first down out over the 25-yard line to the 26. Make it the 27 as they give Davenport an extra yard. There's that good throwing arm from Brandon Hill. Strong throw, deep out pattern thrown by Davenport.
And something we didn't see Brandon do a lot in the first half. He was able to step into that one.
Play action, bubble screen set up far side. Davenport will jitterbug his way forward, pick up only a yard into the near sideline. Make it second down and 9.
And even though that play only gained a yard, Matt, I like what we saw. Monmouth picked up the first down, and then they got right to the line and ran another play. I like that. Get yourself back into some kind of rhythm. You got to win first down, however. So now they're behind the chains. Puts all the onus in this drive on this second and 10 play.
Davenport will motion behind the formation. Fake the reverse. Dump in the flat. Cheney. He'll catch it at the 30. Good open field tackle made by Donnell Williams. Big difference in the Monmouth offense today. They're dictated on getting first downs. Well, that first down was only the sixth of the day for the Hawks. So if you can't get first down, you can't really get any rhythm.
Right. It's like a basketball team that likes to run. You can't run if you don't rebound. You can't fast break as an offense in football if you're not getting first downs. And I got one for you. When's the last time you saw a Presbyterian guy miss a tackle in this game? They are a sure tackling group.
Yeah, good defensive unit. We knew that coming in. Big third down here for MU. Third and 6. Hill with an empty backfield. Five wide receiver set. Cheney, Sumlin, and Harris off to the right side. Sterling and Davenport up top to the left. Throw down. It'll be Sterling to make the catch, trying to stretch forward and get the first down. Let's see on the spot of the football. It'll be within a yard of a first down. And Monmouth will have to punt it away. Just can't get those back-to-back first downs to keep the offense on the field.
And that was a play earlier this season. Neil Sterling, 6'4", 220. He breaks that tackle normally, and he picks up that first down. Knowing you're playing a team like Presbyterian that, like we just said, isn't missing a lot of tackles, you got to run that route a yard or two further down, closer to the sticks.
Jeremiah Mackey back deep. Here comes pressure on Ryan Moore. Able to get off a high hanging punt. Fair catch called for and made at the 24-yard line from Mackey. Coming through the line that time was Obina Tosawe, the defensive tackle redshirt freshman, giving Moore a bit of a problem. It'll be the second set of downs here for Presbyterian in this third quarter. 9:55 to go. Blue Hose up top, 7-6 on Monmouth.
Fans want to remind you the Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Their location at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot all football season long. BoathouseBarandGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them at Boathouse Belmar.
Inside carry here for Roberts. He'll find 2 yards, get to the 26-yard line. If I'm Presbyterian, hopefully they're not listening, but that time around, Javon Moore, good cover corner for Monmouth, was matched up with Toby Antigua and had no safety help at all. From what we've seen out of Antigua, who's got 7 catches today, he is a load in a one-on-one matchup. This time Antigua will go to the far side. He'll be played by Joe Johnson. Butler will come up and play the slot receiver, part of a two-receiver set to the left side for Hayes McMath. McMath gets the snap. Looks, quick throw. Caught by Mackey at the 30. Runs through a tackle to 35. Flag thrown at the 47. Two officials will talk things over. Has to be some kind of a legal block. Not sure what else it could possibly be.
Really wasn't in the area for any kind of face mask. They're going to call the far side official. It was on the Monmouth sideline. Now all the way over. And they're going to have a complete conference. I'm actually concerned why the other two officials on the field aren't invited. I'd feel a little left out if I was them.
Let's listen in. So the flag picked up and waved off. It's a first down for Presbyterian. Ball spotted at the Blue Hose 41-yard line.
And just so everyone kind of understands, if that ball was thrown over the line of scrimmage, it would have been offensive pass interference for blocking downfield. Think the end of the Notre Dame-Florida State game for that penalty. That's exactly what we saw there. Because that was behind the line, it's considered not eligible for that penalty.
Three wide receivers set. McMath gives to Roberts. Edge gets sealed. Roberts, good pursuit by Monmouth. Sullivan there to make the tackle with Moore. Only about a 1 yard pickup, second and 9. I'd prefer not to think of the end of that game.
Me either. I'm with you. I'm an Irish guy too. And that was a tough one. The worst part about that, all the receiver had to do was just kind of throw his arms up. And
that wasn't a penalty.
It was.
It was not. That play happens every play. Every game in college football, tons of times.
The receiver didn't look like he was trying to be a receiver, though.
Second down and 8. The defender initiated contact, and it was less than 5 yards down the field. How about that?
I'm fine
with
that.
And with Acapinti, you're not an Irish guy.
Well, there is no fighting Italian team, so.
Reverse set up. Mackey in trouble. Defended well by Monmouth, who will get O'Hara to make the tackle. Referee clicked the mic on by accident there, I think, making sure that everyone knew the play was going to be dead. And that's a 7 yard loss to set up now third down and 15. Best time that Monmouth has defended that reverse all day long.
Well, now they've made an adjustment, and now their defensive ends are staying at home a little bit more. And now if Presbyterian wants to do something off of that action, it won't be as easy. Great, great play by O'Hara from his defensive end position. Now he moves inside in this pass rush specialty unit.
This has got to be a win for the Monmouth defense here on third and 15. Over the middle, Antigua catches it. He's got some space in front of him. Basile there. He'll make the tackle in open field at the 44-yard line. That's enough to force the Presbyterian punt unit back on. And Monmouth will again get the football back. Time now for the offense to do their job. Find a little bit more rhythm.
Matt, I know it's probably redundant. I am so impressed with Mike Basile. That play had huge potential. Receivers blocking downfield. Antigua with the big catch, and Basile ran it down from behind and was able to stop him short of the yard to gain. What a huge play for anyone, especially a true freshman.
Steven Duran, he's had a good day so far, hangs this one up. Wobbly kick. Fielded coming forward by Dumas, who was run into by his own man a bit by Zach Welsh. Unintended, obviously, and Monmouth will get it back at their own 24-yard line with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Order your official fully custom Monmouth gear at one place, shopmonmouthhawks.com.
I think I'm going to do that for us.
I got to get on there.
It's a great online store through Advanced Online. And speaking of advanced, I want to see how this Monmouth offense now has advanced after making those halftime adjustments midway here, a little under midway through the third quarter.
Second time with the football here in this quarter. Hill wanting to throw, setting up screen to the left. Cheney has it. He's got the edge sealed a bit. He'll get the first down and a bit more. Play run into the Monmouth sideline. They'll spot it at the Hawks 36. Gain of 12.
Good looking play there. For the first time, we see screen call to Cheney. Like what we see there, Monmouth to the line quickly.
Bunch package off the right side. Single receiver to the left was Sterling. Cheney will get the carry here. Between the tackles, Monmouth has had a real hard time running the football. Here, only about a yard pickup, maybe two to the 38. Second and eight coming. Isaiah Lynn with the tackle.
It's been tough sledding in the interior of that Presbyterian defensive line. Monmouth, all their good plays today have been to the outside.
Fable and Sterling off to the right side. Play action. Hill rolling, looking down the far side and looking for someone thrown out of bounds. He had Fable in the flat, didn't go that direction. Would have been an easy 4 or 5 yards. Instead, wanting someone who was covered well and not a whole lot of a spot to put that football.
No room, and I also think Sumlin was probably out of bounds. So even if he would have made the catch, he had already stepped out and not reestablished back in. The way this Presbyterian defense is playing, you got to take what they're giving you. He had Fable in the flat. Take the easy 4, 5, 6 yards. Make this more third and reasonable.
Sterling, ambush, and Harris. Trips formation off to the right side. Hill wanting to throw. Flag out. This is going to come back over the middle. Drop by ambush anyway. It would have been a first down. I believe this is a procedure penalty on MU. A couple of players have to be separated. Zach Fable in the mix right there with Curtis Bay, number 98.
It was the trips formation to the formation right where the penalty occurred. The receivers were late in establishing who was and wasn't on the line of scrimmage, and because ambush dropped the ball, this will be declined.
Illegal shift on Monmouth. Fourth down coming up as the penalty declined with the drop football from ambush. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. It's still Presbyterian 7 and Monmouth 6.
Defense doing all they can. Offense hasn't really helped out, hurting themselves with procedure penalties and drops that last drive.
Jeremiah Mackey back deep, standing at his own 23. More Noah pressure. Gets off a high, wobbly, pretty good kick, sending Mackey back to his 15. Royds in coverage will make the tackle and send Mackey back to the 13-yard line. Well done by Ed Royds, the Navy transfer.
Yeah, that was well done. He's a backup running back, but able to be one of the gunners on special teams. Did well there. And Presbyterian had the much better go of things from a field position standpoint in that opening half. Now, probably their worst starting field position of the day back at the 13-yard line.
They've been able to move the football in a variety of ways. Hayes McMath, good day for him so far. 16 of 24, just 146 yards, but he's been protected well. Not sacked all afternoon. Hasn't turned the football over either. Malik Risher has checked in at the running back spot. Play action. Ball deflected in the backfield by O'Hara, who's a little shaken up after that play. Set up second and 10.
Yeah, he's kind of shaking out his right leg a little bit. He's been very good today, Matt. The Monmouth defense has really done all you can hope them to do, limiting a Presbyterian team to 7 points with 5:36 to go in the third quarter.
Minnick, Sikowski, and Sullivan make up the three-man linebacker crew right now. On second and 10, play clock down inside of 10 for McMath, who takes his time this play. 5:36 to go. Markell Hines in motion. McMath, quarterback draw up the middle. We'll take it out over the 15. Get to the 16-yard line. Gain of 3. Third and 7. Presbyterian 3 of 10 so far on third down conversions this afternoon.
They really haven't beat themselves, if you think about it. Not many penalties. Haven't turned the ball over. Third down here. Defense in need of another win.
Irizarry, Leslie, Masick, O'Hara make up the defensive front right now. Hawks have gone nickel, brought Carroll in as the fifth defensive back. Celestine and Javon Moore, the two corners. Here's McMath, scrambling, stays behind the line, open and down the field. The tight end, Chris Hurley, stays on his feet. There is a flag thrown back at the 15-yard line. I believe this one is coming back.
Well, that time Monmouth dropped back into zone coverage defensively, and number 10, Javon Moore, was kind of lost in no man's land, and that allowed McMath to get free. I think what you may be looking at here is an illegal man downfield potentially, but we'll see, as it does look like they're marching the Presbyterian offense back.
It's definitely against Presbyterian.
Just got done saying they hadn't beaten themselves yet.
Just an old-fashioned holding call on Devin Ritter, the right guard. So this will back up Presbyterian, take away that nice catch from Hurley, and set up now a third and 14 from the PC 9-yard line.
Need to be sound in your defensive assignments here. They can't allow a breakdown like that possession or that play previous.
Third and long. Keep an eye on 84. Antigua. He'll come across the formation. McMath in trouble and will get dropped. Thrown down over the line of scrimmage by Zach Irizarry. Pressure from all four of the guys up front. And for one of the few times today, McMath unable to either elude or find someone quick. And Monmouth should get pretty good field position out of what will be a fourth down and long punting situation for the Blue Hose.
Irizarry, that pass rush specialist, got in on McMath. And as you said, Matt, Monmouth should get the ball in great field position, something that the struggling offense hasn't had the benefit of too much in this game.
Steven Doerr halfway into his own end zone. Pressure coming. Wobbly kick off the side of his foot. Terrible kick for Doerr, who's been pretty good so far today. This will be marched off and inside the Presbyterian 30 to the Blue Hose 28-yard line. Talk about a prime spot for the Monmouth offense to wake up a little bit. This right here, partner, is it.
19-yard punt off the foot of Doerr. So now you really think Monmouth is in for points, period. But, Matt, they've got to go in and get a touchdown here.
Hill will operate with Richard, Sumlin, and Davenport off the right side of the formation. Chaney, single back, gets the snap. Chaney, inside zone run here over the 25 to the 24-yard line. He'll take that on first down, 4-yard pickup. You hate to say that's one of the better runs for Monmouth so far today.
Yeah, and even though Monmouth likes to spread things out, they still play power football when they run it. And that time, Chaney able to put the head down and gain positive yards, gain of 5.
Bunch package off the left side, leading the way for Chaney here on second down and 6. Not much to work with into the short side of the field this time around. We'll get back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. No gain to now go third and 6. Interesting question for Monmouth here, too. Santangelo has been struggling. Is he the guy to come on for a field goal? Something to think about.
I'd rather the third down get picked up. How about that?
Davenport, Sumlin, and Richards come near sideline right. That's the wide side of the field. Hill sets up screen left, dumped down at the line of scrimmage, deflected by one of the PC front four. And now on fourth down, Monmouth will send the field goal team on.
And answer your question, it will be number 45, Lucas Santangelo, to come in and attempt this field goal. It looks, Matt, to be a 41-yard attempt. Santangelo's missed extra point, the reason this game is not tied at 7, and why the Hawks trail by a point.
6 of 11 so far this year, career long of 36. From the left hash mark, out of the hold of Greg DePue. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It'll have the distance. Will it split the uprights? It will! 41-yarder for Lucas Santangelo gives Monmouth a 9-7 advantage with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Hawks back up top. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Yeah. Fans, Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit Faz, Will, and crew down in West End or give them a call at 732-222-8728 or scalaspizzeria.com.
I like when you get personal and throw in staff names there. That's good local attention. 4 plays, 4 yards the drive for Monmouth, but enough for a 41-yard field goal from Lucas Santangelo that took 28 seconds. Santangelo here will kick off, short and returnable for Sands from the 5-yard line. Off on the right side, flag is out. Sands will get just out over the 20-yard line. Thrown by the referee who trails the kickoff. Always something in the area of illegal block or holding. Our attendance today listed at 4,211. Just a bit under what they seat here. Pretty packed on the Presbyterian side. And I don't think they're counting everyone who's lining the fences all over the place.
Hoseville is packed right now.
H-O-S-E. 10-yard penalty after the run completed. We'll take the ball back to the 11-yard line.
I'll tell you what, too. Hoseville, always loyal. I'm done.
Okay. Ba-dum-bump. First down and 10 for Presbyterian. Back on offensively. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. McMath waiting for the signals to come in. Todd Varn, the offensive coordinator here for Presbyterian. This time, H-back receiver to the left. Two receivers set off the right side. In motion. Here's that end around again. Stretching out to the far side. Great open field tackle made and a fumble. But they'll say that the ball and the player was down. It was number 12. Markel Hines, who was tripped up by Javon Moore with a loss on the play of about 4 back to the 7-yard line. Ball popped out just late after the knee hit. Javon Moore playing a good football game today for Monmouth.
He's been fantastic. He's been tackling well. The secondary has been good in this one, in run support.
He'll be matched up this time with Toby Antigua on 2nd and long. 2:40 to go. Long throw across the far side and incomplete. The intended target, Jordan Hallam's coverage by Butler. Now 3rd down and long. Now all of a sudden it's the Monmouth defense who's got a little bounce in their step.
After the play by Moore and that drop after the throw behind the receiver from McMath. Now 3rd and long. Get that pass rush group in there. The last time they were on the field, Irizarry came away with a big sack. And this is the second time Presbyterians had pretty bad field position. Look to get off the field here if you're Monmouth.
3rd and a long 13. McMath from the shotgun. We'll send 5 into the pattern. Crossing route set up. Mackey catches it at the 9. Gets forward. Stretches out close to the 20. To the 19 is where they'll spot it. It's a couple yards shy of the first down. As Jeremiah Mackey a little slow to get up and limp off. Yet again the Monmouth defense holding. Yet again the offense should get pretty good field position. As the Hawks defense in the second half so far, spectacular.
Love the adjustments that we've seen, Matt. They have been very good. They were good in the first half, even better after halftime. And instead of getting tired as this game has wore on, they look to be getting stronger.
Dorr, who shanked one last time around, gets off a bit better of an effort, though pretty short. It will take a bounce around midfield and roll out into the Presbyterian sideline right at midfield. Can't ask for much more. Started before around the 30. This time you start around the 50. And another opportunity for Monmouth to, for the first time today, Eddie, if they can get 7 on the board, you get that 2-possession advantage, which I think in this game is crucial, the way that these teams are playing defense.
Yeah, Presbyterian, we've talked about it. They like to keep things close, make a play late, but they're not necessarily a big comeback team. They're not a good team throwing the football. Put some distance between yourself and the blue hose.
Ambush will get it. Jet sweep set up. Blake's breaks a tackle at the 48, comes forward to the 41. 9-yard pickup for Darren Ambush. Nice carry that time for Ambush, who gets his hands on the football, running the football for the third time this year.
Dangerous, dangerous player when he can get his hands on it. That little shovel sweep across the formation.
Sterling up top, formation left. Ambush and Richards, two receiver combo to the right side. Hill wanting to throw, looking Sterling's direction all the way. Sterling will make a sliding catch over the 35. They'll spot it at the 33-yard line. That was almost a dangerous ball into double coverage. One of those you cringe on an out pattern type throws by Hill, but does find Sterling.
It was low and outside, and Neal had to go down all 6'4 of him to the ground to make that catch.
First and 10 from the 33. Counterplay set up for Cheney. Trying to get to the outside. Runs through one tackle. Keeps his feet at the 30 to the 25. Bouncing down inside the 20. Pushed out at the 19. Best run of the day for LaVon Cheney, who so far today has been limited to 34 yards. Gets about half of that on one play.
Got a great spring block from Alex Thompson, and then it's all Cheney from that point forward. Breaking tackles, pinballing his way forward inside the red zone.
Now Monmouth getting first downs, getting some offensive momentum, and keeping this unit on the field here. Trying to get another touchdown with 60 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's Ed Royds right up the middle. Royds running through players. Ball popped out. If they don't rule him down, I believe it's going to be Presbyterian football. And it is. Royds sure-handed, trying to battle for an extra yard or two. Had the ball stripped. And Presbyterian coming away with a fumble recovery.
The most frustrating thing in football, Matt, and I swear it's a trend we've only seen the last couple of years, as receivers and running backs try to keep their feet and try to gain extra yards, it just allows the defense more time to poke it out from behind. Royds and Sumlin being tended to now on the field is down. Royds, head down, got some good yards, good effort, but they need to secure the football. Talk to any coach in the world, you'd rather gain 2 less yards but have the ball, and you don't want to say don't do it, because he's hustling. But that is a drive killer with Monmouth up 9-7, and with momentum potentially going in for 7 more, you may not see Ed Royds the rest of the day run the football.
First carry of the day for anyone other than Cheney, just to give him a little bit of a break. And on what would have been a solid first down 5-yard pickup, Monmouth will turn it over and give it to Presbyterian at the Blue Hose 15-yard line. And unfortunately, the defense, which has been so good, with a quick turnaround here, has got to come right back onto the football field.
And they were allowed to kind of sit back. They were resting a bit, watching the offense do good work. Now they got to come right back and make some more football plays.
5-man front this time for the Hawks as Minnick walks up on the defensive left. It's the give to Roberts. Finds a seam off the left side. He'll pick up 10, make it 11 yards out over the 25 to the 26-yard line with 44 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Monmouth 9, Presbyterian 7. Hawks with a couple of mistakes today. A missed extra point and that latest fumble, which is the first turnover in the game by either team. Costly, as Monmouth had just seemingly found some momentum. Straight 4-3 alignment this time for MU. On first and 10 for Presbyterian. The give is to Roberts. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Bouncing forward for a yard. The initial stop by Sullivan, cleaned up by Basile and Sikowski. That likely to be the final play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. Presbyterian doesn't have to snap the ball, and they're not in any rush to do it. We'll step out real quick here as well. After 3, it is Monmouth 9, Presbyterian 7. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.